is an interview that I did with Glasgow rock band Anchor Lane at the Leeds Festival recently. I think you'll enjoy it. There's a bit of background noise, so just turn it up loud and give it a go. I think you'll like this lot. Okay, I'm here with Anchor Lane. I've just seen play an awesome set in the Festival Republic stage on the last day of the Leeds Festival. I must confess, I'm a fan now, but I've never heard of you before today, so cool. that's an honest confession.
Hopefully you're not talking about it, yeah.
Tell me about how long you've been together?
The band's been going 8 years. I started the band in college, but this current line has been together 2.5 years.
Yeah. November 2020.
Yeah. Lawrence, the guitarist, is celebrating his 5-year anniversary this weekend.
Yes, right. This is on August 23rd.
Excellent.
Nice
one.
5 years.
So, one thing I was fascinated by is that you don't have a bass player, but you have such a really firm, loud, beefy sound. How do you manage that? Is it the way you mix? Is it your drums? Or?
Yeah, so Lawrence recorded the bass parts in the for the album, Calling okay. Reality, our kind of our sophomore album, which we worked with Bruce Rintoul, producing it, who does McCovey and Atlantic, etc. And so he's really good at getting a lot of energy out of the track.
Yeah.
He kept saying, more energy, more energy, more energy. And working with kind of different instruments and different sounds to get that right, because we knew we were going to have to kind of make up for the fact that we don't have a bass player live, and that people wouldn't notice as much. So we got that onto our Roland SPD, which I run the tracks for, and I personally go for a very kind of powerful drum style as well, so mixing that with the bass. And the good thing about having that is it's very locked in, because I've got the SPD there.
You're certainly syncopated, aren't you?
Yes, totally in with the bass, and I think that just doubles up on everything, doubles tracks. So we just put it onto the tracks, kind of gave it that sound sort of live. I'm glad it came across.
That did. It came across really well, because I'm thinking, hitting the bass player,
behind the curtains. Someone's
brilliant.
Dad.
It's brilliant. I also love your audience interaction, because we've seen some bands who you'd think would know better than Chris, who kind of leave all the audience interaction until the end, and suddenly like, everybody claps.
I think for me, it's always about getting people involved. Like, it's not about us playing to you, it's about us experiencing music together, us sharing our music and having that experience and having that connection with the crowd.
And
I know exactly what you're talking about, but it's like a whole 45-hour long set goes by and the last two songs are like, all right, let everybody get involved, and you're like, well, hang on a minute, man.
We just realised you're there.
Aye, yeah, exactly. So that's always a very important thing, connecting with people.
Yeah.
They like to feel part of something, don't they?
Yeah,
they like to feel involved. They like to know that you're acknowledging their existence.
Well, people will come again.
Yeah.
I think that's the key for me.
They're not doing you the favour.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, kind of like, it's one of those where sometimes bands act like, oh, we're doing you a favour here by performing for you, and it's like, no, they're doing us a favour by coming
in. Particularly at a festival, because you're going to bring in people, well, like me, I've never heard of you.
Yeah.
Bingo, I'm going to listen to you now.
Well, these are the people that we live for, the people that look at a band, they don't know the name, and they still give it a chance.
Yeah,
screw that, let's go and see that one, because this might be one that in the future we
Lifeblood of there. Festivals for me is just brilliant. And talk about musical influences, I can tell from t-shirts, there's no doubt, Jeff Buckley earlier, that drew me in, you won me over with that, to be honest. Jeff Buckley was a genius, so.
Yep.
What are your key musical influences then?
It's an arena.
That's alright, hit me with it.
How long have you got? How long has this interview?
We've probably got
why don't we do like a round.
We could do a few each. My personal top influences would be the likes of Rush and Foo Fighters, Nothing But Thieves, these kind of little mixed bag, a lot of prog background, and then more kind of modern rock would be my kind of main wheelhouse.
I mean the biggest influences on me are like bands like Green Day is the first band that I ever went to see live, a tattoo on the back of my arm from the first album that I ever bought, which is American Idiot. And then I love a lot of like grunge bands, like Chris Cornell's one of my favourite singers. It's that sort of like punk grunge thing's probably my biggest influences.
I am a metal kid at heart, first and foremost. That's the old stuff that makes the blood circulate around my veins the best. It feels the best. But I'm also a sucker for beauty and music and melody and music. There's a whole world to experience out there. So most of it you just let wash over you rather than to actually do it. So that's a beautiful thing in itself as well. So you know, I love, you know, from the metal side of things, Pantera and Sepultura, and even the old, you know, kind of more thrash bands like Metallica and Slayer and Exodus and that kind of idea. But then I also like No Doubt and Jeff Buckley and, you know, all the 90s kind of
eclectic taste is fine, I think. That's great.
It's good. It keeps you liberal.
Yeah.
Open as a
You're person. Not narrow anymore, are you?
No.
It's
not,
yeah. And it adds to your songwriting as well.
Yeah.
If you're drawing from all these influences, which themselves draw from loads of influences, then you're onto a man. It's not going to get stale if you've got all these different influences coming together.
And I think for me, whenever I review something, I normally refer to other bands or other acts, largely to give someone an idea of what I felt in terms of, not to say, oh, these are copy. It's not the case. But I felt a bit of Royal Blood with you guys, actually.
Yeah,
a lot of people said they were quite a big influence on the recent album. They're one of those bands that we listened to their. Is that the name of the album?
I think it's the time.
Yeah. A couple of listens, and then we went, this is really good. So some of that has definitely seeped in, and we've had a lot of that on radio. They've compared us a lot to Royal Blood, which we're definitely not going to complain about there.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
I think they're definitely, like, in terms of what we're doing, which is like taking like pop songs and putting them in a rock band, and that's why they ended up doing so well, is because every single song they bring out, you know it.
Yeah.
Like after one play,
it's with you. Yeah.
It's in your head. It's there all day.
That's a great songwriting skill to have. Actually.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. We haven't got much time, and thanks for giving me your time anyway. So I'll hit you with a kind of final one, which is a bit of a fun one. Well, it's generally a fun one, but some people have looked at me a bit blank. So describe yourself in three words. We'll start from the left.
Myself. Okay.
Or we can start from the right if you want.
No, that's absolutely fine. Idiot Joker. That's probably. We'll go with Joker. We'll go with easygoing. Let's count that as one word.
Okay.
And. Help me out here. I don't like describing myself. The hard one.
You're the hard one.
The hard one. Then.
Okay. All right.
We'll do another interview and we'll tell you why.
Would this be more fun if we did it to each other?
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you want.
Hardworking. Most definitely.
Driven.
I would consider you quite intense.
Okay.
Don't end domestics, by the way. All right.
Yeah. I'll say for once, talented.
Like, unique.
Oh no! You can't laugh at that. That's pretty mean. That. No, that's pretty mean.
But Kevin
or John? Yeah. Good egg.
Unique is a largely interpretable word. Is that
yeah,
funny?
Yeah. That's my point. I took the positive out of that.
That's why I'm like that. What is unique? There's so many of the same people out there nowadays. It's nice to have someone with
there to be different. Yeah.
No. That's really kind.
That's the thing. If anyone who's listening, if you ever meet Lawrence, you'll remember him.
Okay. Well, I think we're probably done. Guys, I really appreciate you. Okay.
Did you do Graham?
Oh, did you do?
I did myself.
He did himself. If you want to add one for him, you can go with one.
Consider it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, in that case, we'll consider this interview finished.
Oh.
That's a bad dad joke. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
If you didn't do it, I was going to do it.
Okay, Anchor Lane, thank you very much.
Really
appreciate